Well, we're recording this before Election Day, so we're still uncertain of how everything's going to play out.
So continuing with this month's theme of topics that are easy and nice and not hard to think about, we figured we'd do another one.
Hopefully you still have some leftovers from trick-or-treating. So get them out, because this week we're covering...
Candy.
How Star Wars!
Welcome to the show!
To the show, listeners and Hasweeties alike. My name's Josiah.
My name's Mike.
And this is How Star Wars Is It. You may have heard of us.
If you're listening to this and you haven't heard of us, thanks to your friends for downloading this podcast without your knowledge.
Yes.
And if you have heard of us, welcome back to
listening to the show. This is the only podcast, and it's one where we cover how Star Wars things are.
And we're talking about anything, clearly, by today's topic. Yep. We don't just have to cover a movie, you know, like Guardians of the Galaxy is a movie that after people saw, they were like, oh, cool, it was like a space adventure like Star Wars. Easy comparison.
Yeah.
But no, and we'll cover anything. This week, we're going to talk about candy.
Yeah, we'll cover anything. And to the people out there who's saying that we're afraid to cover some things, that's not true.
Yeah.
And I would like for you all to stop saying that. Come meet me in the fucking IHOP parking lot and I'll tell you what I'm afraid to cover, and that's nothing.
The only thing we refuse to cover is our mouths and noses during this whole COVID thing. You're wearing a muzzle, people.
And the reason we're not covering those is so we can talk into these mics and get the truth out there.
Yeah, and also, just so it's super clear, I am completely kidding and saying exactly what I don't believe for comedic effect.
Oh, I see. Sort of a sarcastic tone.
Yeah.
We're kind of coming
in
pretty...
Wear a mask, people. Wear a fucking mask.
I put it in the show notes every week.
Do you really?
I do.
Got to read those more.
That proves that Mike isn't reading the show. I'm going to start putting Easter eggs in the show notes for Mike.
You're gonna start calling him a piece of shit. National Treasure style clues in there for me to find your fortune.
Yeah, I have a fortune.
That immediately came to mind because we watched that last night.
Oh, you watched National Treasure? That's a fun. Mm-hmm. That's a jam. It's a good jam.
Caitlin hadn't seen it before, and then I was like, "Oh, we should watch that."
We're gonna talk about National Treasure again in the next episode we're recording. So don't let me forget. But because I have something to say about.
Okay.
This week we're covering candy. So Mike and I were like, yeah, we don't know what the results of the election are right now, because it's about a week before the election. And for those non-American listeners, I'm sure you are aware, or you might be aware, maybe not. If you're not aware, I'm so jealous.
Yeah.
I want to live in your country and not get American news, because that would be fantastic.
But we aren't allowed.
No, we can't leave.
No one wants us.
No, truly, we cannot go places. Anyway, but so we were doing fun topics. We did pizza. We did traveling with
Netflix.
Heather. We did Netflix.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we'll wrap up the month.
Yeah, next week, because there's 5 Mondays this month.
So we did another sort of food stuff with candy, but this is not really food. This is it's a dessert, but it's not even a dessert. It's a sweet treat.
Yeah, yeah.
What is
candy?
That's
actually a really good point. It's not if you went to a restaurant and your dessert was 2 Reese's cups, you'd be like, what the fuck?
I want to go to a restaurant and they're like, would you like to see a dessert menu? And I'm like, actually, can I just get a Snickers? Yeah. Do you have a Snickers?
You know what? No need. We know what we want. Do you have Zagnut?
I would like only blue Sour Patch Kids, please. 5 of them. Arranged nicely.
Now that we say this, I bet there is some super bougie, Brooklyn-y kind of place that they sell just shelf candy as their
thing.
Yeah,
dude. Hey, we haven't talked shit about different New York neighborhoods enough on this show.
No, we sure haven't. Let's talk about the cool, hip, Williamsburg, Brooklyn type of neighborhood.
Yeah. Soho. I don't even know if that's one. So I'm I'm just pulling up. So Candy.
Yeah.
I'm just pulling up the Wikipedia definition.
Okay, cool. Yeah, let's get that definition.
It's a confection that features sugar as a principal ingredient. And that's pretty much it.
Yeah. So I will let you talk about any, you know, personal candy relationship you have. But I will start by saying I could talk about candy for more than this whole hour just by myself because, well, at least largely because I, for a number of summers and spring breaks, etc., worked at a candy store.
Mm.
And so when I think you may have said, what if we did like candy as an episode? And
yes.
I was like, oh my God, I could talk about that for ages because like like I said, I worked at a candy store and it was just a super, it was, you know, like a locally owned thing. I did like graphic design for it because I was in college at the time for architecture and like I had all the software and shit. So like if she ever needed like a sign made, I would like do the design. And
that's awesome.
We like none of the things had individual price tags on it because stuff moved like quickly enough, like it turned over quickly enough that like it was just all in a POS cash register system, the same that you would use if you were like a waiter, you know, you'd
right.
say like chicken piccata and whatever, and you just like tap the screen. So we just had that. So like lots of kids with like 8 quarters would come up with their handful of quarters and a thing, and they'd be like, can I buy this? And I'd be like, I don't know, I have to check.
They're grimy, sweaty quarters,
yeah,
full
right.
of sugar.
Okay, you have to put two of those back, okay?
Yeah, put two of those quarters back. I'm giving it to you for free. You don't even need it.
Yeah.
I am a sweets person. I have a sweet tooth. I worked at an ice cream store.
Mm.
Not a store. What? What would you call it,
like
I guess?
A parlor?
A parlor. I guess it's a store.
Yeah,
I guess
like
all restaurants
shop.
Are just stores.
Yeah.
Yeah, shop. And you know, for a little bit, and but growing up, I had a sweet tooth. I still have a sweet tooth. I'm very Pavlovian in a lot of ways. Like I am a creature of habits, and
uh-huh.
it's surprising how quickly I can associate things with other things because since living in Bloomington, Normal with my parents and going driving back and forth to Chicago to see my girlfriend Charlie. Like very early on when I started doing that, I stopped at some gas station and got Airhead Extremes, the little bite versions of them. Not the long thin ones.
Which are just
then
like
I,
fucking like cherry pillows.
Yeah, yeah. Cherry rainbow pillows.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I just slammed a whole pack like in an hour and a half.
So are
on
you
the way
a fruity boy? A fruity chewy kind of boy?
I'm a fruity chewy boy. That's my favorite kind of candy is fruity chewy. I love a sour.
All right. So,
love a sour.
So listeners, and we'll pay you for this if it nets us any sales on TeePublic, but we do need the Airhead logo as a t-shirt, but it says fruity chewy boy.
Yeah. So we will need.
And that little balloon
that
has a smiley face on it, that needs to look like Josiah's face.
Yes, please. I'm a fruity chewy boy. but like I did it the one time, and then now every time when I go to get Charlie, like
oh,
at a certain point in that drive, I'm like,
that's a stop for you.
Gotta get some Airhead Extremes.
That's funny. When I was dating someone long distance as well, I would stop at the same like highway roadside KFC and get
and
one of those
off.
Like $5 $5 fill up box things
yeah.
with like chicken tenders because you can eat those in the car easily, but then of course also mashed potatoes
yeah,
which you
can't.
Cannot eat terribly easily in the car. That's
not
funny. I have those like kind of travel habit things too.
It's very annoying because it's bad for me, and
oh,
I
sure.
have no self-control when eating sweets, and so I'll eat like a whole, it's like serving size, 2 pieces of candy,
yeah,
and I'm
dude,
like...
Dude, fucking candy serving sizes can go fuck themselves.
Well, and it's all imaginary anyway, because it's like, what's a serving of candy like
yeah,
that
right.
has your daily allotted what?
Right,
there's nothing...
Right.
You don't need it to begin with.
Right.
It's just fun sugar.
Yeah,
like,
right. Serving makes it seem as though it's food. But, of course, if they didn't include nutrition facts, that would be even worse.
I would love that if candy had nutrition
but
facts.
But a serving
like, what's in
should
this?
Be
I don't
whatever
know.
The whole thing is. If it's a bag of something or if it's a little pouch or if it's a bar, like the serving should be the unit.
It yes. You know, there was – I saw this video on TikTok recently that was like, this is so not related, but it's kind of related. that was like talking about libertarians and how stupid they are. And and if you're a libertarian, then like, you know, you probably, hey, if you're a libertarian, first off, you're probably not. You're probably a communist who thinks they're a libertarian, because almost every libertarian I've met actually isn't a libertarian. But they were like, it was like some libertarian conference where they were talking about like they were posing questions to all the people, and like Gary Johnson, who ran for president last time around, was there. Right. And he was one of the only people that responded, yes, people should have to get a driver's license in order to drive cars.
Oh my God.
And like the other libertarians on the stage were like, what do I need a license to make toast in my own house, blah, 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 blah. And just talking about
God,
that,
God, I
now,
fucking love another thing I love, just like not wearing a mask, I love false equivalencies.
Yeah. Well, and I was like, just now,
what's
talking
next
about,
I
like,
don't need a license to marry my dog. Hold on, what position are you even taking?
Yeah, why are you, who are, where are you,
you
where,
do want
where
a
are
license
you on the political
that?
compass. The but like I was just now thinking, like, I'm sure libertarians are also like, nothing should have nutrition facts or ingredients right. on it, and I'm like, that seems wild, because what if you eat poison,
right? Like, yeah, right. Like, I want to be able to make my own informed decisions. Like, well, so the nutrition facts are the informed part,
right?
It's they like, are to inform you.
I guess I just made that connection of like, I hadn't thought about the fact that like that's probably why nutrition facts and ingredients are there, is because at some point there were lawsuits.
Yeah.
Where it was
that's
like,
interesting.
You made me eat glass.
Yeah, right. I wonder if, to... I mean, obviously there is, because the fact that those exist, like you said, is because before they didn't exist and enough people put up a fight. But there is most certainly an office in Washington somewhere where one of their like clients is the anti-nutrition facts faction,
oh, yeah.
which more than likely is like big food. Like,
yeah,
the food industry at large, the dollars there are in fucking things that are bad for you.
Yes.
And I'm sure none of those companies want nutrition facts on their shit.
Well, I'm sure they want like they probably want it to be as vague as possible. And they don't want to have to like, you know, say what things actually are, because a lot of the cheaper, less quality stuff is going to be cheaper to produce. But as far as candy goes.
Here, yeah, I was going to say, here we are talking about politics when we said we're trying to avoid the election.
Damn it. We're just two really plugged in guys. You
yeah,
know, we
man.
Can't help it.
I saw Thank You for Smoking a couple of times.
Uh-huh.
Have you seen that movie?
Have not
that
seen
that movie
it.
Is great. It is like the person you're supposed to like root for is like the wrong type of person to root for. But like, it is a really fun movie.
Sorry to Bother You, which was really good.
Oh, I need to see that. I
and also very
that.
Strange, but very good. Hey, we love black comedies up
sure.
here. Okay, everyone. And candy.
So, okay.
What's
okay,
your favorite?
So,
wait,
yeah,
so I'm a sweet foodie boy.
I
what
was
are
thinking,
you?
I was thinking the same question. So I am definitely more of a like chocolate candy bar type of guy.
And see, that's why we're the perfect podcast.
Yeah,
we got both types of candy.
Right. He's a little bit country. I'm a little bit Snickers. If I were asked what my favorites are, I will never say what my favorite singular anything.
Sure, because you don't want to hurt its feelings.
I'm not going to say a favorite fucking anything.
No.
It makes me feel either small-minded or like a child, like a fuck. Like, what's your favorite color? I'm a designer.
Red.
Like my job is a designer. So like, I feel like if I chose just a color, like what the fuck is wrong with you for having a favorite color?
It is weird, because like I feel like favorite color is one that you choose pretty early on
right,
in your life.
Right, and then you stick with it for some reason.
And then you're just like, because I just said red, and I'm like, I do like the color red. I think it is my favorite color, but I never wear it. Like, I don't.
You literally are right now.
This is truly, though, this is one of the only pieces of red-ish clothing that I have.
Well, right, and if you say your favorite color is X, say red, that doesn't mean it's your favorite color to wear, necessarily.
Right, exactly. So, and I'm like,
I don't look great in red. My skin has really like reddish undertones, so like I try to avoid reds.
I'm like, where does my favorite color factor into my life at all? And I don't think it does.
Yeah,
like
right.
I it's my favorite color to see, I guess.
Yeah,
but that's it.
Right, to see.
But as far as candy goes, I think I do have a, well, I think I do have a favorite candy just because it's like a, I don't know if it's a favorite, but it's a go-to. Because I'm not going to.
So I do have go-tos, which is like, I guess a little bit different.
Like the hard thing about saying favorite is it sort of makes it sound like I'm not taking any other thing into consideration. Right. Like there's no other options.
I know. It is just like very funny to me hearing like an adult say what their favorite whatever is, like your favorite animal or whatever.
Right.
Why do you have one?
Right. And that's a favorite animal, I think, is another one that you decide very early on. Right. And then it just sticks with you.
And then for 20 plus years, your parents buy you shit with that thing on it to the point that then your like significant other starts buying you that thing. Like
I had very specific. I remember in elementary school, I was like, here's my favorite animals. I got one for air, one for land, one for the water.
Well, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah. We got peregrine falcon because they're the fastest animal. Had the wolf for land, and orcas, big old killer whales.
Funny
for
thing
the
about
ocean.
Peregrine falcons, apparently they are the natural predator of
everything.
Pigeons. I mean, surely lots of things, but certainly no doubt pigeons. The reason I know that is because I played a pigeon on Talkin' Wild with Dan, which is another podcast. And I was on his very first episode and later became a co-host of sorts. And the gist of that show was Dan, the host, could talk to animals. And he talked to me for the first like segment. And then the second segment, he brought the next guest on. And it was my natural predator, a peregrine falcon.
A real one. So the second half of the podcast was just like...
just noise and us scared of flapping wings.
Yeah. Ah! Put on the leather hand.
So, yeah, the leather hand.
But so,
it's cold outside, guys. It's starting to become the winter, so make sure you get out your extra hands.
Your leather hand.
So my go-tos, so like grocery store go-to, you know, like if you don't have like specialty or anything else, would be Snickers or like Reese's Cups or sometimes if I'm feeling real flirty and fun, those cookies and cream Hershey bars, I think, are a lot of fun. What other like go-tos? If it's like a normal ass grocery store, sometimes they don't have this, but it's another favorite, Take Five.
Oh yeah,
but
that's a fun one.
We were just this past weekend at a Walmart, which is hell on earth on a normal day, but it's also COVID, so it was just like real fucked. But this particular Walmart is one of the only places I know of in my, like, you know, area that has Reese's Fast Break.
Ooh,
which I
that's
used
a good
to
one.
Fucking love. And the size of that bar is usually like Snickers size or smaller. Like it's on the smaller length of candy bar spectrum. But at this Walmart, they only sell like these giant ass ones. And I don't need that. I also don't need the added sugars anyway, because I'm still kind of doing keto. But over the weekend, I was eating all sorts of shit. And I was like, well, when in Rome, you buy a goddamn king size Fast Break.
I love random stores that have stuff in stock that's not in stock anywhere else.
Totally.
I'm like, what happened here?
Things that I would tell people, because the candy store where I worked, we had all sorts of shit. We had anything that you could get at a grocery store, which at that point it's like, you bought a Snickers at a candy store? What the fuck is wrong with you?
Why are you doing that?
But we also had a lot of like old school stuff like Zagnut or Charleston Chew.
Saltwater taffy.
We had that. We had like little hand rolled caramels. We had
joints.
We had joints. What were some of the other like old school candies? Like clove gum, like
peppermint,
a lot of candies
things
that were from
all sorts
like,
of drops.
Like generations ago, you know, that it's just like you would hear like your grandparents talk about them or whatever. We
candy
had
cigarettes.
Those. Turkish taffy. A lot of stuff that like we HBO is it HBO or Amazon? Amazon Prime, I think, has old episodes of Match Game from like the 70s, and they have like a, you know, they include some of the commercials, not like commercials from just ad space on TV, but a lot of times it'll be like, this episode is brought to you by and it would have a lot of old candy like that, and we had a lot of that stuff. But if anyone ever asked like, hey, do you have this, sometimes we would and it just was out of stock or whatever, and other times it was like, oh, you know what, I don't think we do have that, I'm sorry. But you know where you could check, and this is where I would send people if they didn't, if we didn't have it, Cracker Barrel. Because a lot of times they have weird old school shit like that because their clientele is somewhere between 70 and 90 and white and country.
Yeah, a lot
and
of weird...
also me. I fucking love Cracker Barrel.
Hey, Cracker Barrel ain't bad. I'll fuck up some Cracker Barrel chicken and dumplings.
And when I say I fucking love Cracker Barrel, I mean, yeah, like that kind of thing. Like fried chicken on Saturday nights or whatever the day is that they have that or whatever. You know, like
you play
breakfast
that little...
for dinner. You play checkers. You play the little like golf tee thing. I know how to do that, by the way. My dad taught me.
Impressive. Brag.
And other than that, though, my guess is that their politics and mine
probably not great.
Quite
yeah, probably not great. I think so. As far like I remember that this is a sad, funny memory. It's funny to deal with candy. Because
would you say
it was
tragic comic?
I would say it's I would say it's serio comedic.
Is that a word?
No, is tragicomic
a
word?
It is. Let me look it up really quick to make sure I'm not lying.
And let me look up seriocomic to make sure I'm not lying. Who can do it faster?
Tragicomic, of relating to or resembling tragic comedy, manifesting both tragic and comic aspects.
Seriocomic is a word. It's combining the serious and the comic, serious in intention but jocular in manner, or vice versa.
Man,
all right,
boy,
well.
Do I love that word, jocular.
Jocular.
It sounds if something's funny, but it's like a dick.
Yeah, it's like only jocks like it.
Yeah.
They're like, this is that jock humor. Welcome to these, I want some jocular jams, not just jock jams. Give me some jocular jams, and it's all Weird Al.
This episode is going to be the one that I tell people to listen to first if they are interested in listening to our podcast.
Listen to us make weird stories and jokes about candy
well, so
and somehow
an
talk about
on
politics.
Candy.
Mm-hmm. What was it? Oh yes, my funny memory. So we would go to the movies like from 7th to like 9th grade. Everyone in my hometown went to the movies on like Friday night, and it was like that's what you did when you were that age. You get your parents to drop you off, or you'd walk if you lived close, and you go to the movies. It didn't matter what the fucking movie was.
Sure, you just,
go because they were never rated R because it was a one movie screen theater.
Sure,
and so it was just whatever was on,
And you gotta meet all four quadrants when you only have one screen. You gotta make it family approachable. You can't
have
Kill Bill Volume 2 up in there.
Which is why I saw the Charlotte's Web starring Dakota Fanning 3 weeks in a row on Friday because it was in that theater for 3 weeks because there was nothing new coming out,
so
and I went.
Did
every
anyone
time.
Ever go like? Fuck, I know Friday nights is movie night, but, like, it's the same movie. Like, did people skip out?
Yes,
like,
people. I think people did skip, but, like, I went, and specifically the reason I went those three times is because I liked a girl at the time.
I understand completely. And so, because my other question was, like, you're from Texas, Friday nights, I would think, is football night.
This was during off-season of football.
Sure, okay. But otherwise, you were at the game.
Yeah, otherwise, if it was football, you'd go to the game. Yeah. And if it wasn't,
if it was
or
a
if
home
you were,
game, you'd be at the game. If it was an away game, you'd be watching Charlotte's Web with Dakota.
Exactly. And then in high school, you know, once you were like 14, 15, you stopped going because that's what the kids did. And you didn't want to go see like 12-year-olds making out because it was gross.
Oh, sure.
And but I went with this girl. She was my first crush in high school. My first like serious crush that I was actually like talking to. The first girl I was ever, like, talking to ever, mm-hmm. where it was, like, we both liked each other and knew we liked each other. And we, like, went to the third time we saw Charlotte's Web, we, like, co-podded with, like, a little earbud in each ear. We're just listening to her iPod instead of watching the movie. It was very cool.
Were you paying for movie tickets?
Yeah.
Was it, like, affordable or, like,
yeah,
movies?
I mean, it's a small... It was a small town theater, okay. So the tickets were, like, $8, you know,
oh,
instead
fuck.
Of, like... Yeah, instead of like,
when
and it was
15,
one screen.
Though $8 is like a lot of money.
Well, and then you start get, and then you get the concessions, which I'd always get Sour Patch Kids
because
they're my favorite, and yes. So and she knew they're my favorite, and so one, I think it was for Valentine's Day or my birthday or something, she got me like Sour Patch Kids and some other stuff, and like in the note, because we'd had a conversation before about how I didn't want to say I love you too soon in a relationship because, like, that meant a lot to me. And I was like, I don't know if I love anybody, you know, except for, like, my family or whatever.
Right.
It's, like, a big, meaningful word. And she did not understand that at all. And so, like, she gave me Sour Patch Kids. And in the note, it said, Sour Patch Kids, because I know they're the only thing you love.
Oh, man.
Brutal. Roast me.
Fucking good.
Yeah, I was like, dang, dude, roast me. Damn. Roast 14-year-old Josiah who's afraid of his feelings and can't even say he loves a girl.
That is really fucking good.
But I didn't love her, and it was true.
Well, there you go. Yeah, so she was right.
She was right. I only loved Sour Patch Kids.
You know what? In general, I just don't give a shit about fruity, chewy kind of things, because it's like, if I'm going to have that kind of sugar, I'd rather have chocolate stuff. But if I'm at a movies especially, mm-hmm. and someone I'm with has Sour Patch Kids, I will absolutely hit those.
Oh, dude, you got to hit them.
I love a movie Sour Patch. Yeah.
Dude, there's nothing like it.
Sometimes
I eat them so fast.
You know what other movie candy I really liked, and I'm sure they're just gone forever now? There's two, actually, and maybe one of them does still exist. I can't remember, but Butterfinger BBs, the little balls that were Butterfingers. Do you remember
yes.
those?
Yes, that's like striking a very deep distant bunch of
which
Crunch,
were like
baby.
Crunch Bar like rejects.
Okay, so let's hold on. Two things. First, can we relate this to Star Wars in any way?
Oh, because gosh, it is, that's what we do on the show.
I think Star Wars is confectionery
sure.
in that it is sort of mass-produced, easy to consume,
especially
media.
Nowadays in the era of like we
Disney.
Own an IP, so we're gonna just keep fucking making it.
Yeah.
People are aware of Snickers, so we're just gonna keep making Snickers. We're gonna make Snickers eggs and Snickers Santas. By the way. When they do shapes for Reese's Cups, I fucking love those.
They're great. The
I
shapes
feel like
are
those
better.
Are polarizing, but I'm a shape stan.
I like the shapes. Yeah. I like the shapes. The other thing I was going to say is, now here, Mike, let's, and we'll get more into Star Wars in a second.
Sure.
What's the best, like, not, you know, mass produced or, like, stuff you could get at a store? What's, like, the best, like, sort of, like, candy you've had that was like very specific homemade or like made at the place, you know, because I'm remembering
by like
these,
a chocolatier
these amazing things my parents brought home one time from Sprouts Farmer's Market, and it was like dark chocolate covered beeswax.
Oh,
and it was so good, and like to this day it's like that sort of pinnacle of like taste and sensation and like texture that I'm always chasing
for. You would eat the wax too?
Well, it was like dried bees or honeycomb.
Oh,
sorry, not
oh,
beeswax.
Oh, oh, yes.
I'm an
sure,
idiot.
Sure.
Dark chocolate covered honeycomb. Yeah,
what
I
you
would
made
eat
me
the, I was
think
like,
of was two different things. Wax lips, which is like,
yes.
remember, and of yes. course we don't because it was from the 70s or whatever, but like it would seem as though for generations, candy was like spices or things you couldn't actually eat.
yeah.
Like,
and like
licorice and wax lips.
Yeah.
But
like,
then the other one that I thought
put
was
a little juice
yeah,
inside
Nick,
of this wax.
Nick Il Nip, those little bottles. Yeah.
Yes. I love
those.
Those
are fucking wild. Okay. So, yeah. So at the candy store, we had a lot of things behind like a counter that you would, you know, like truffles and things like that. We didn't make those things in house. We bought them from other Indiana businesses, which I think is also very cool. And there was a thing that this place in Indianapolis on Massachusetts Avenue called Best Chocolate in Town. Look them up, buy all their things. If they have online business or whatever, I don't know. They made these dark chocolate sea salt caramels.
Oh, I love that.
That were like dice, like little cubes, a little bit bigger than dice. And like one of them was like a dollar or something like that. But like working at a candy store has its perks, namely like when you have things behind a counter that start to like bloom, like after so long
yes,
out, like fat will come to the surface and the chocolate will start to kind of get like this little white dusty film
right.
on it. Those were sort of fair game. So I had my share of dark
that's
chocolate
such a good,
sea salt caramels.
That's one of the best flavor combos
yeah.
is the dark chocolate sea salt caramel. It's so good.
Which I will also say, those ones were like truly excellent, like cream of the crop because they're like really handmade. I will say, my mom will a lot of times at home have this like jar, you know, like when you get like those little pretzels with peanut butter in them, the type of like container they come in, something like that. I want to say it's
Cheeto
from
Puff
Costco.
Container.
Yeah, exactly. Like a drum. I want to say they're from Costco. They're the same thing. They're like little cubes of caramel with dark chocolate around them and sea salt. And like, my guess is they are not a dollar a piece because there's like 100 or 50 or 30 or however many in a little jar. And they are also very good.
It's kind of hard to fuck up that flavor.
It really is.
I think the other thing about candy that makes me like just at a gut level is it makes me think of childhood, even though I still eat candy in a way that Star Wars makes me think of childhood, even though I still watch Star Wars, you know, like they're both for kids, quote unquote, but adults still consume it.
Well, and then there's different levels. Like I would say adults probably have Snickers bars, like maybe not as much as kids, but probably more than you would think. But adults probably aren't having like Fun Dip at the level that kids are having it. So there are like varying degrees of like, if I pick up a comic book that I know is for like young readers, I know as a Star Wars fan, I'm not going to glean a whole lot of awesome new information from it. But that said, there's like the Clone Wars TV show, which is arguably specifically just for kids. You know, it was on Cartoon Network first. And well, I love that. And I do get something out of it even as an adult, and I would say that is like a Reese's cup or a Snickers bar.
I was gonna say, like, we recently recorded our Avatar The Last Airbender episode, and something that I was thinking about, I have a cough drop now, which is like candy.
And in fact, now that I'm thinking of this metaphor of, like, if Star Wars is candy, the movies are largely populist candy, like, say, a Snickers or whatever.
Right,
but
sure.
They are films, and there's a lot of craft that goes into them. So maybe they're elevated ever so slightly to like dessert level candy, or like
like
handmade turtles or truffles. Like I would never say The Last Jedi is Skittles. Like
no.
The Last Jedi is like a dessert. It's like a cheesecake with a raspberry drizzle.
And to finish the Avatar thought that I got interrupted by my cough drop. The, you know, that show is a kid's show, quote unquote, and like, but it's also not, because it came out on, you know, on Nickelodeon and has elements that are for kids, but it's also just a really good show that I enjoyed watching as an adult. Same like you said with the Clone Wars, same with the movies. There are things that are, quote unquote, made for kids, or that are kids movies or whatever, that can be enjoyed by everybody. And then there's stuff that is made for kids that really isn't enjoyable as a grown-up. Like, you know, like a Fun Dip or whatever. Like, I'm not going to go to town on a Fun Dip.
Or like Trolls 2 or whatever. Like a movie
Trolls
that
2 was kind of all right.
I didn't
see the
Trolls movie, so I will walk that back. But like, I feel like anytime I go to see like a Pixar movie in theaters, RIP, going to movie theaters, the previews that play beforehand are always... I feel like we've talked about this 1,000 times on the show. In fact, I feel like maybe the third or fourth time we did talk about it, Michael Delaney texted me and was like, you fuckers always say the same shit. But like, it's always like a little cute bunny that farts and goes, excuse me. That's Fun Dip. That's like a nerd's rope. That is not for grown-ups.
No, and like, you can eat it, but you are going to have a tummy ache. Yeah. And I do get a tummy ache every time I eat an entire bag of Airhead Extremes, and like, it makes me feel bad. And you know,
Airhead
when you eat a whole thing of Sour Patch Kids and then you burn the roof of your mouth off, it's like, that's not fun.
We had one of our best sellers at the store that I worked at were it was like a 6-pack of soda cans. They were like little, like maybe inch and a half tall soda cans, and they were just like perfectly proportioned, but just little. And they had these just little, like, I suppose they're kind of on the same size as like candy buttons, you know, the little like dots. But they were like fizzy candies that tasted like different sodas or whatever. Kids were apeshit for these things. We couldn't keep them in the store, but it's because they looked like soda cans. Like, they looked like a 6-pack of soda. I don't think the kids gave a shit about what they tasted like. They were just cute. You know, like the like toilet plunger sucker that you put in the toilet full of dust? It's kind of like Fun Dip. Have you ever seen those?
No.
It looks like a little, it's like a little chamber of you know, fucking colored sugar in a toilet that you dip a plunger sucker into. And I'm sure kids eat that shit up too, because it's like, you know, Nickelodeon like gross out, you know, like purple ketchup or fucking whatever.
Yes. I want that to come back. I want more ugly stuff, and I want more nasty looking foods where people are like, look how gross this is. Come eat it.
You know what I'm thinking now of what I need to make our like Instagram post for this episode is the candy that came out at episode one of Jar Jar's tongue. Have you ever seen that thing?
I think I have.
Hey, I'll find it and I'll send it to you in the chat.
Jar Jar candy.
Are you looking
tongue.
It up? Yeah.
Yes. Oh, God. It's very bad.
You like, it's sort Ew. Of like those push pops where you like stick your thumb in and like push the tongue out.
And so they just have you Frenching with Jar Jar. Why is there such texture on the tongue?
It is really upsetting how like well molded and cast that tongue is.
Yeah, it didn't have to be that. It should have just been.
That's a whole like, I don't know if genre is the right word, but like rabbit hole of candy types, which is like plastic toy that has candy as a part of it. You know, like push pops are kind of in that realm, and that toilet thing I mentioned, and like.
There was one I used to do that was like a whistle kind of like, yes, and it had a little thing you'd pull, and but it was made of candy, and so you could literally play it until you ate it.
Toot sweet of the 21st century.
Yes, toot sweet. Yeah, it's probably about time to go to the break. But we did just have a really good Star Wars connection with the Jar Jar Binks candy. So
yeah,
that's
I mean, there's
good.
Tons of Star Wars candy, probably. Like anything, you know, just like any mobile app that has success, Star Wars will eventually recode it and put their face on it. You know, like,
right.
I'm sure if there's a candy that has any success, they'll either do a marketing tie-in or they'll make the fucking Jar Jar tongue thing. Like,
and you got Pez, and there's Pez of everything.
Right, sure. It's ubiquitous.
Like,
it's all over the place. No one doesn't know about candy.
I like candy that's just, and have we talked about this on the show before? I can't remember. The candy that's just like, I'm just sugar. There's nothing else about me.
Right.
I'm just
like
sugar.
Fun dip.
You don't have to. Yeah, like Fun Dip.
Or, a sugar stick that you lick and dip inside of sugar.
Yeah. What was the there was one that was just like a tube of dust.
Yes. Like, so we had the like dispenser machine of that. You're thinking of like a pixie stick.
Pixie sticks. Yes.
We had like, a thing sugar. Called, what the fuck was it called? I can't remember, but it was like a 360. It probably had like 10 or 12 different flavors, sort of almost like soda fountains that you would come up to the counter and buy like a tube. We had like a 6-inch and a 12-inch and like a 24-inch or 18 or something crazy. And they were like maybe a 1/2 inch in diameter, so the inside was maybe a little less. And you would like hold it up against the thing and then just like flavored powder would come out, and you could do a bunch of different ones and do sort of like sand art layers.
Yes.
And they would be cute. Some kids would fill them up most of the way and then leave a little air at the top and then just like shake it, and then it's all the
nuts.
Flavors, which is like, what is wrong with you? One of those is like chocolate and one of those is like lemon.
Yeah, that's not going to be good tasting.
And then we would also have every so often there would be mystery flavor, which was code for we were almost out of 3 flavors and we poured them all together.
You're just like the dum-dum suckers where it's like the mystery one is just
right.
between two different flavors.
Do you remember Squeeze-Its, by the way?
Remember what?
Squeeze-Its. The like plastic bottles of drink. It was like a juice, sort of like high C fruit punch or whatever.
Yes. Yep.
Or Kool-Aid
and they have the
jammers.
Little twist off thing.
Yeah. So there was like Squeeze It mystery flavor for a time. And instead of the plastic bottle being clear, it was like opaque black. And Whoa. The liquid inside, you were supposed to taste it and then like write in to squeeze it to say what you think the flavor was. And the liquid inside, we thought at one point, let's pour it out on like a white napkin and see what color it is. Maybe that'll help. And it was clear. And I think it was like pink lemonade, if memory serves. But
why wasn't it pink?
I was going to say, does pink lemonade taste anything different than yellow lemonade? Or is it just the color?
It's strawberry lemonade, right? Isn't that what pink lemonade is?
Well, I don't. No, because blue raspberry.
Well, I don't know.
Blue raspberry isn't like anything blue related. It was just like there was already strawberry and cherry taking up the red space. So they were like, let's make it blue. But like, I think pink lemonade, sure, if you put strawberries in lemonade, it will turn pink. But I don't know if pink lemonade is always inherently strawberry flavored.
Pink lemonade is flavored with a red additive generally strawberry, cherry, or raspberry juice or flavoring. Huh. But also I'm getting on other ones that it's just the color. Like, they just put that in for color.
Yeah, interesting.
Red dye, cranberry juice, grenadine. What?
I don't know.
Hey, we got to get to the bottom of this, but we need to go to the break. We'll come back and we'll talk more about
people. Welcome to How Star Wars Is It, the show that after a year started doing hour and 20 minute episodes instead of hour long episodes.
Because we got way too self-indulgent.
Yeah.
Well, let's just jump into the pit real quick. We'll be right back.
Woohoo! I mean, obviously, and we're snacks.
And I was going to say, and we're black licorice, the gross kind. But and we're snacks is better.
So I have the game this week.
Characters, emails.
Characters, downloads, store, email.
the holy text.
So, welcome one and all to another edition of Chili.
Oh. Do I have to?
You'll remember this game from our episode on chili, where I asked you to name the ingredients of Skyline Chili. This is basically Family Feud, but because instead of chili this week and the ingredients therein, today we're talking about the playlist at the candy store where I worked and the songs therein.
I thought I was going to have to guess ingredients of candy, but this is even more exciting. I was already excited.
So every song on the playlist at the candy store where I worked was either about candy or sugar or at least had a word like that in the title.
Sure.
Also, the owner and most other people who worked there were sort of numb to it, but I like can't hear music and not like actively be thinking about it, you know?
Yeah.
And so like there's, you know, I don't know how many there are total, but somewhere between like 20 and 50 songs that to this day I won't be able to hear and not think like, oh, candy store song. In fact, I just thought of another one that's not on the list. Okay, so like I said, every song on the playlist at the candy store was either about candy or sugar or whatever, and at least had a word like that in the title. Candy, sweet, etc. Here's how this works. You guess the name of a song, and I tell you if it was or wasn't on the playlist. If it was on the playlist, you get a point. And if it wasn't, you get a strike. Three strikes, and you're out. Or maybe five, because I don't know how hard this is. I don't have a sense. It might be super easy, or it might be like you're out like right away.
Sure.
Another note is I do not own the playlist. I don't have it at my behest. So I don't remember every song, but I will absolutely remember if you say a song and I don't have it on my list, but it was on the play. Like if you say a song and I'm like, oh, that absolutely was, I just didn't remember it. You get double points for that.
Okay, great.
But I also wrote this all down. I like started the process of writing this down maybe 5 days ago. And since then, I'm not kidding, we watched like a movie and we watched a TV show and different songs appeared in those things. And I was like, that's a fucking Sweet Shop song. So,
I'm writing some down as I think of them so I don't forget
that's
them.
That's a great idea. In fact, I even had the thought of telling you the premise of this before we recorded so that you could start thinking about it. But I forgot to tell you that. So sorry.
That's okay.
Okay, so Family Feud style, I don't have them like ranked, but was it or was it not a candy song on our playlist? I have maybe, actually, let me count really fast here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, top 19 answers on the board.
Wow. Okay. Okay. So I'm going to start out strong with the, whatever that song is that's like, sugar, sugar, doo doo, beep, boom, bop, bop.
Yep.
Oh, honey, honey, that was Candy on Girl. There.
Yeah, it might also be called Sugar, Sugar. I don't know.
Yeah, so starting strong with that. Starting, going pretty strong as well with I Want Candy by Aaron Carter.
So here's the thing about I Want Candy with Aaron Carter. That was on there, yes.
Okay, good.
And then another thing about I Want Candy with Aaron Carter, I had that album, that actual physical CD. And yet another thing is that was my first ever concert I went to was Aaron Carter and the A-Teens, the group that did like ABBA covers. And then they did Upside Down, Bouncing Off the Ceiling.
Yeah.
So but yet another thing about your answer there is I Want Candy was originally by Bow Wow Wow. There was also a cover of it by Good Charlotte for like the American Pie 2 soundtrack or something like that. And okay. All of those different versions were on the playlist. We had so many different I Want Candies that it was like,
which one is it going to be now? Okay.
And like I said, if music is playing, my like brain is like tuned into it. So like right. I like couldn't not hear it.
So I'm going to say that probably Candy Shop isn't on there because it's a little explicit.
You're right. That was not on there.
Okay. Because I don't think you would want children listening to Let Her Lick the Lollipop.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Okay. I feel like it's a pretty safe bet. What about Pour Some Sugar on Me?
That's funny that you would say that's a safe bet right after saying the explicit song of Candy Shop. Because I feel like Pour Some Sugar on Me is like a go-to like stripper song. Pour Some Sugar on Me was not on the playlist. That is strike one.
Are you kidding me?
I think it's
I would like to speak with the manager.
A little... coarse and crass.
It's got sugar in the name.
You're right, it does.
You know what's funny? Never mind, that's too dirty for the podcast. Love is like, okay, step inside, walk this way, you and me, babe, hey, hey. Love is like a bomb, baby, come on, get it on. Living like a lover with a radar phone. That doesn't rhyme. Looking like a tramp, like a video vamp. Okay, I guess. Demolition woman, can I be your man?
When you first started saying this, I didn't know what you were doing, and you're saying the lyrics, but I thought you just Googled, like, candy songs. I was like, no, you can't fucking do that.
It takes a long time to get to the chorus. Razzle and a dazzle and a flash, a little light. Television lover, baby, go all night. Sometime, anytime, sugar me sweet. Little Miss Innocent, sugar me, yeah, yeah. Now, come on, take a bottle, shake it up. Break the bottle, break it up. Pour some sugar on me. Oh, in the name of love, pour some sugar on me. Come on, fire me up. Pour some sugar on me. I can't get enough. Yeah, okay. I guess you're right.
I think it has enough connotations, at least, of like kind of sexy.
Well,
hair
I thought
metal.
That was a safe. What about Sweet Caroline?
Oh my God! You just got a I didn't have it on the list, but it absolutely was on the playlist point.
Yes!
A double point. Sweet Caroline.
Yes! Oh my God. I feel really strong, especially coming off that awful. Defeat.
Man, I thought I was really like wrapped up on this. Like I wasn't gonna think of any others, and you just fucking nailed it.
What about Sugar We're Going Down by Fall Out Boy?
That's a good guess. When I was Googling candy songs to try to remind myself of some of them, that appeared, but no, that is not on there. So I'm gonna say that's strike two, but because there's so many remaining, I think I will say you have five strikes in this game.
Okay.
You're well, like I'm... on three fence, say.
This one might be this one might be sort of maybe too much, maybe not popular enough, but what about, it's just called Candy, and it's by, what's his face? I think it's Robbie Williams. It's like, hey, oh, here she goes, either a little too high or a little too low, got no self-esteem and vertigo, because she thinks she's made of candy.
That was not on there. I'm not familiar
right.
with that. But I might
it's a
give
British
you...
singer.
So this is, I guess, a hint. There is a song on here called Just Candy. But you have to tell me who it's by to get credit.
Candy
Or at
by...
least be able to sing it.
This is going to be sort of frustrating because every one of these is going to be like, oh, of course, of course, of course.
Yeah, right.
Hmm.
It's a weird one, so maybe don't think too much about that. Think of other sweet things, too. Like, sweet is a word that appears a handful of times, but there's other, like... types of candies that appear.
Honey, chocolate.
Honey is one that appears.
What about Chocolate Rain? Do you remember that
chocolate
song?
Rain. I Some for the listeners, I turned my head away from the microphone to
yeah.
breathe.
Yeah, that's what you have to do.
Chocolate Rain is a no. So I guess that's strike number 3 out of 5, but I also want you to get more before I just tell you what the ones are that I remember.
Yeah, no,
so
here,
like,
let me get down into it. Chocolate.
I will also say, at least from my list, and again, you could surprise me like you did with Sweet Caroline, I don't see chocolate on here.
Fuck! I need more hints.
Okay, I will give you more hints.
Okay. I will give you more hints.
There's at least a handful of songs from movies or from like entertainment, I guess, okay. at large.
All Star by
like
Smash Mouth.
Music, you know. No, All Star by Smash Mouth is not on here.
Are you sure? Because it's in a lot of movies.
It's in like every movie from that year. I think that was a law.
I'm trying to think if they say sugar in it. But I don't think they do.
They say Meteor Man.
That's true. And like a Meteor Man.
Uh-huh.
I truly can't think of any more candy songs and I'm freaking out.
Okay, so let me give you a different clue of what I just told you. Think of a movie.
Okay, The Mask. With Jim
no, I guess, hang on, sorry. Don't just like pick a card, any card. Think of a movie whose like central thing is candy.
Willy Wonka.
Yeah, so that'll get you somewhere.
Pure Imagination?
Yes, I will give you credit for that. We had a The Candyman, which is also in that.
The Candyman.
We also had a version of The Candyman that was a mashup with Pure Imagination by, it was either Whoa. Michael Bublé or Harry Connick Jr., one of those like boring like standard singers.
Sure.
And I'll tell you as an additional clue, stay on this track.
What about the Oompa Loompas?
The Oompa Loompa song was on the playlist. I think it might have just been the Augustus Gloop one, you know, the first
Have I
time
talked
they
about
sing.
Hold on, time out. Have I talked about the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory musical yet on this show? I think
it's
I've
possible.
Told you about it, but I don't know if I've talked about it on the show.
Yeah.
It's the worst musical I've ever seen.
Is it the music from the movie?
It is some of the only good songs uh-huh. are the ones from the movie, and then okay. there's a bunch of other songs that are just entirely worthless.
Sure.
And it started on the West End and then came off Broadway or on Broadway for a very short amount of time. I saw the touring production because a friend of mine was like a production manager for it and she got me free tickets. Thank God, because if I had paid, I would have been like, give me yeah. my money back.
I got free $0 tickets to Love Never Dies, the sequel to Phantom of the Opera. And that show was worth every penny I spent.
So just a couple highlights of – so the show was bad just top to bottom because, like, it didn't know what time period it was in. It was very strange. Like, some of the kids were, like, had phones and were, like, playing Fortnite. And then, like, some of the kids were, like, we're from Germany. Like, bleep, bloop, bloop. And I was, like, what's happening?
Uh-huh.
And – but really the worst part of it was that it was just – the child death was so jarring and explicit. And there was no, like in the book and in the movies, there's, like, they'll be okay. Like,
right.
And at the end of the book, there's a page where it's, like, I looked out and saw, like, them walking, and one of them was all tall and skinny because he got stretched out, and Violet uh-huh. was still blue or whatever.
Uh-huh.
There's none of that in the musical. When they blow Violet up big like a blueberry, she has, like, a thing under her clothes that, like, blows her up, and then she goes off stage, and then they roll back on just essentially a giant beach ball that's, like,
that's
in
cute.
Her clothes. And then an Oompa Loompa comes, rolls off stage, and Oompa Loompa comes up and shoots her with the blow dart. And then her entrails, essentially, all these blue streamers, fly back onto the stage. And her father goes and picks them up and says, she exploded. And then they're like, take her away to go to do the thing. And he goes, she exploded. And that's the last
God.
You see of them.
Jesus
and there is
Christ.
No, like, there's no, like, we got her back together. And the other horrible one was with Veruca, where
she just incinerated.
Well, no, it's somehow worse. So she's dancing. It's with squirrels because in the book it's
right,
squirrels. It's
yeah,
not
bad nut.
You know the geese or whatever. And she's like sort of has a ballet dancer thing going on. And so like she starts doing essentially like a nutcracker thing with these squirrels that are like the nutcracker size rat squirrels. You know, like grown people in rat suits doing ballet.
Uh huh.
And so she's dancing with her.
They
like,
didn't have actual
then,
squirrels.
No, weirdly enough. It would have been better with actual squirrels. But then the squirrels start getting kind of like assaulty and like a little bit sexual assaulty. Like the vibes of it are very uncomfortable.
Yikes.
And then they do the same thing where they take her off stage. They bring back on a life-size doll version of her. And then they literally all grab a limb and pull. And then she is torn limb from limb, and there's a mannequin with just, like, mannequin leg, arm, torso, head.
Oh, my God.
And all the squirrels are holding that. And that's the end of her story.
Jesus.
You don't get... I'm like, they just are brutally, explicitly murdering children and never saying, like, don't worry, they're okay. And I was like... And it also, but it also wasn't dark enough throughout to be like, this is a dark, gritty, weird version of Willy Wonka.
Just
and it was
like
the worst
thing
I'd ever
tone.
Seen.
Yeah.
They also had a really racist thing where they, for some reason, kept the white savior thing from the books where Willy Wonka goes to a dark country in Africa
and finds the Oompa Loompas
and saves the Oompa Loompas.
Yeah, yeah.
So they kept that and made a whole song about
it.
And it was surprisingly racist. Anyway, our fun little episode after the election.
Okay, let's like clip this up a little quicker here. So you've exhausted the Willy Wonka songs, at least on my list. I've got a golden ticket that's not on there. And neither is Cheer Up Charlie, the best song from Willy Wonka.
Cheer Up Charlie.
Let's see. A lot of these are like fun, like pop rock songs from different eras. I don't know. Do you have any like final guesses? And then I'll just do the like Family Feud thing where I'm the audience and I yell all the answers that you didn't get, you stupid idiot.
I think it's because I am on the spot. I truly cannot think of any more.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I'm trying to word associate candy and sweet and I cannot, I am coming up with nothing. So feel free to read them to me like I'm stupid.
Okay. So these are in no particular order, but they're just the order that I thought of them. The Sweetest Thing by U2.
Of course.
The next one on here, I think this was a cover by like They Might Be Giants or something, but it's a Beatles song originally. Does that give you any hints? My guess is it doesn't, because this is a super fucking obscure Beatles song.
I don't think so. I don't think I can pull it.
There's a song, and in fact, the reason I thought of it or that I remembered it was I was watching the George Harrison documentary, the Martin Scorsese doc on, it's like two different short movies on HBO, The Savoy Truffle. It's on the White Album.
No idea.
Savoy Truffle. The next song that I thought of, and I didn't even bother looking up the artists for half of these, but the song was just called Just Like Honey. And it plays. It's like the end credits of the movie Lost in Translation. Have you seen that movie?
No.
I think like the first time I saw it was after having worked at the sweet shop for a while. And then when the credits started, I was like, sweet shop song.
Sweet shop.
It's like, just like honey. Anyway, I mean, like if you're a listener and you're going to put together a playlist after this, And I didn't give you enough information to do so, just Google Just Like Honey, end of Lost in Translation.
Yeah, you'll find it. You'll get there.
The next song is a song by the Spin Doctors, the ones who brought you If Just Go Ahead. It wasn't that song, but it was a song called Sugar. And the chorus itself, at least part of it, went like, she's so sweet and dandy. Hard like cake, or soft like cake and hard like candy.
Yes.
Anyway, that's that one. The next one, the reason I remembered this song is because an instrumental version of it. Oh, yes. Do you have another guess?
Was Jimmy Eat World's The Sweetness on there?
Oh, you know what? It was not, but that's a great guess.
All right.
Whoa. The next
We're
one
old.
Was, there was an instrumental version of this at the end of the new Borat movie, the one that just came out. And
really?
I heard it and I was like, this is that fucking song. It was a song called, and I'm guessing this is the name of it, but it was like, Oh, I'm a Gummy Bear. And we had three different languages of this song. So on the playlist, you would hear this song more often than you might hear any other song because there were three different versions.
Sure.
There was Ich bin ein Gummibär. And then there was Oh, I'm a Gummy Bear, and there was another version, I think, but it's like, Oh, I'm a gummy bear, yes, I'm a gummy bear, oh, I'm a yummy gummy bear. And then like there was another part of the song that was like, bam bam ba ding dong, bam bam ba ding dong. Anyway, that plays at the end of the new Borat movie, but it's like an instrumental, like Kazakhstan, like horn version of it. The next one is a song.
How's that new Borat?
It was great. I really liked it.
Cool.
I
never saw the first one.
So oh, really? You should watch both as like a double feature.
I think I will, actually.
You should watch the first one knowing that it came out in fucking 2006 or whatever, because that's important. And the new one, you should know that it came out in 2020, and that's also important.
Right.
The next one on my list was a song by Gwen Stefani featuring Akon. Does that give you any hints?
That sounds familiar.
His part was woohoo, yeehoo. That song would be called Sweet Escape.
Ah, okay. That happens at some point.
The next one is a classic. I think we probably had multiple versions of this. How sweet it is to be loved by you.
That one should have been an easy one.
Speaking of should have been an easy one, the next one on my list here is Lollipop, Lollipop, oh,
Fuck me, dude. I'm an idiot.
The next one is by a band that I had to Google. The band is called Echo and the Bunnymen. And the song is called Lips Like Sugar. And it goes, Lips Like Sugar, Sugar Kisses. And that's all I really remember. Let's see. The next one is also one that maybe should be filed under should have been easy, because I think we had multiple versions of this too. What if I gave you the hint of both hobo and like American folk song?
Oh, the Sweet Rock Candy Mountains?
Yeah, Big Rock Candy Mountain.
Big Rock Candy Mountains. And a Big Rock Candy Mountain. Yeah. Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
That we had the Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou version, and I think we had like a more kiddie version. Let's see. The next one on my list is Sweet Dreams by the Eurythmics.
Mm.
As in, sweet dreams are made of these.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mike. Actually, I think you mean... let me just double check. I think you might mean the Sweet Dreams from Sucker Punch.
Did they do that in that movie? Weren't all the songs like covers?
Yeah, I think you mean the cover of Sweet Dreams by Emily Browning, star of Sucker Punch.
She sang it?
Yeah, dude.
Was that Baby Doll?
Yes, that was the main girl. Let me get even more specific. Mike, I think you mean Sweet Dreams, sung by Emily Browning, from the movie Sucker Punch, that I did listen as I would go to sleep after I watched the movie because I was in love with her and thought it was a great version of the song.
So just so that you know, when, because we did say on this podcast we will eventually cover everything. When we do Sucker Punch, I am going to ask you now, I'm going to request that you do the game and that it's this game, but it's the playlist from that movie, because I would love to have to fucking revisit that.
There's some real club bangers, and I think, as I said last time when I talked about Sucker Punch, I am canceled now purely because of how dumb that is. Not because of anything problematic, but just because... That's a bad take that I was so in love with that song. So
let's see. I'm going to wrap this up. The next one, the one that was called Just Candy, that I wondered if you would guess, was the song Candy by Mandy Moore, which begins, yeah. Because every song around then sounded like that.
Right.
And then I think this was another one that we were watching. What were we watching? I think it was Lovecraft Country that maybe had this song in it. Tutti Frutti.
Oh, yeah. Tutti Frutti. Tutti Frutti.
And then this song I thought of this morning, and I made sure I added it because I was watching Simpsons Treehouse of Horror while I was making breakfast. It was from like the third one of those. On the Good Ship Lollipop.
Oh yeah, I should remember that from Tiny Toons House of Segregation.
Right. Yeah, on the Good Ship Delta Burke.
Yes.
And then the last one I have on my list, which is an artist I really like, and especially at the time, and I like this song, but then when it was played so often, you know, it didn't like ruin the song for me. In fact, whenever it would play, I would be like excited about it. But it is now again in that file in my head of like, oh, that's a candy store song. Lollipop by Mika.
Oh yeah,
that song fucking rules.
Lollipop, yeah. Oh, I was gonna get you down. The whole album is great.
Yeah, it's awesome.
He's very good.
We should do Mika as a topic.
Yeah. I mean, we were
especially
I don't know, the first album
or the first couple. Those are the ones that I like know better.
Yeah, I feel like maybe every theater or choir kid from that era, you had to know Mika because it was just on constantly, and it's great. So should we rate candy?
Yeah, we definitely need to because it's already going a little long.
Yeah, we can't keep doing these hour and a halfers. We gotta constrain ourselves.
So we covered a fair amount right before the break.
Yeah, I feel like right now it's low. It's obviously gonna be kind of low.
Yeah,
I think
there's
it's
no
like
characters.
Not,
you know.
No. And I mean, and even the ones that do have characters. You know, I'm struggling to think of like a candy mascot. Like, there's a lot of cereal mascots, but like, I'm trying to think of a straight up candy
mascot.
There's
the Sour Patch Kids. They themselves kind
they're
of
sour
are
than
mascots.
Sweet. It's true.
The Simpsons were the Butterfinger mascots.
Oh, it's true. Don't better not lay a finger on my butter. Bart's don't lay a what is it?
Don't lay a fart.
Don't have
on
a cow.
Butter
don't
fart.
Have a cow, man. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's just bust it out. Let's figure out a unit of measure,
yeah,
and let's go with our gut. I don't even think we need to bust out the rubric.
I know
for this
I was looking for it, and I just like didn't get it up in time. But yeah, I think we just do it.
I'm gonna say because they're my favorite. I'm gonna say this: the amount of Airhead Extremes I should eat in a sitting is gonna be my unit of measure.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think by that same logic, I'll pick something decadent like. Truffles, like dark chocolate sea salt caramels.
Yes.
I also have only started saying caramels since working at that store because I'm from a town in Indiana called Carmel, Carmel. And I would otherwise, I grew up saying caramel when I meant the thing that you cook sugar until it turns kind of brownish color.
I say caramel, but I also just say whatever anybody around me just said.
I absolutely do too.
Yeah, because I think earlier I said caramel because you said it, and I was like, be cool, be cool, be cool.
I only ever say it now because working at a caramel candy store, in Carmel, I would be like, yes, we also have sea salt caramels. But
here
it always feels bad coming out of my mouth. So yeah. I'm going to double back here, and we're going to go in and edit the episode, and I'll give you a couple different clean versions
so
you
caramels.
Can find one that like fits the cadence of the sentence.
Great.
Caramel.
Okay.
Caramel. Caramel. Caramel? Okay, so those ought to
be
good.
Give me one that's kind of afraid.
Caramel? Like okay, zoinks?
Now, yeah, give me one like Scooby would say it.
Hungry.
Oh, that's
I'm
beautiful.
Scooby-Doo. So I will do caramels. Sea salt caramels.
I'm gonna give it two Airhead Extremes because I feel like the stuff we talked about with like how it's for children and also adults is enough to bring it up just a tad.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's exactly the number that I had in my head. I feel like to get a one on this show, you got to really be not Star Wars.
You got to really be like a concept.
Yeah, you have to be like the leftover lasagna sauce that's stuck inside the pan. You serve no utility. You're nothing.
No, that might even be a zero.
Yeah. And that'll be the episode we do after Sucker Punch.
Yes.
Those will be our last two episodes.
That's interesting because a zero, like a one out of 10 of how Star Wars it is, like a one does imply that there is a little bit of Star Wars. You know, like we would have to go down to zero if it was something that had nothing in common at all.
Right.
So if we did an episode where we couldn't think of a single.
Yeah, I think that episode will never happen.
No, it won't.
We're
it
like
won't.
Creative enough at the very least to like mentally gymnastics ourselves into being like, well, spider webs are interesting designs.
It's true.
And Star Wars has
it's
a
good
lot
character
of
work.
Designs.
Good character design.
Yeah, so that was where my number was too. I think it's two sea salt caramels. It's one for you and it's one for your mom because she likes them a lot too.
I love that. Well, we got
to
wrap up.
We
so
have to.
Do you want us on the internet? Because if you do, you can find the show at How Star Wars Is It on all the platforms and email
Both
us at agoodpodcast @gmail.com. You can find our stuff in the show notes. Mm-hmm. Anything else specifically you want
to
talk about?
I mean, who knows? By the time this airs, I might have something to look at, but my guess is I don't.
Okay. Well, check Mike's YouTube. It's in the show notes.
Yeah.
And I don't know when my book is coming out. Not the book I wrote, the sexy book I narrated. I don't know when it's coming out. Quit asking me. No one's asking me. Okay, well, I think it's time for Tubby Bye-Bye.
Yes, it is time for Tubby Bye-Bye.
Like we always say,
we love you.
And may the fourth be with you.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Oh my God, I just thought of another song that was on the list.
What?
Right as we said that. Candy Girl by New Edition. Candy
yes.
Girl, oh my word. So no bonus points for that one.